Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Happy Monday!
It's time to look at the week ahead.
What a Monday morning.
Yeah, it's time to look at the week ahead on Wisconsin's Morning News. What's going to be in your timeline, on your news feed, on the TVs, in the newspaper, on the radio? What could you possibly learn this week? What could be news? What could be changing? What could be...
Why don't you just tell me what's going to be in the
news? I was waiting for you to cut me off. I would have gone all day long. Okay, starting today, more than 140 leaders, including the president, Joe Biden, will be in New York City. The UN General Assembly is kicking off.
Don't let them out.
You can expect a lot of traffic. You can also expect a lot of security that will be coming in New York City because, of course, the president will speak tomorrow at the UN. A Trump bus tour kicks off in Wisconsin today. This bus tour is going to make plenty of stops today, tomorrow, and then on Wednesday. It's going to culminate with a town hall event in Waukesha. I should mention, though, the former president, as of now, not scheduled to be part of this bus tour. It's going to be some of the surrogates.
Various surrogates.
Yeah, so not as exciting if it's not like the actual campaign.
When I first saw that, it was like a three-day tour or whatever. I'm like, the former president's going to be here for 3 days? No.
No,
and in fact, not at all.
Not at all.
As of yet.
As of now. We could learn this week the fate of Joe Gao, the former UW lacrosse chancellor who posted porn of himself on the internet. He wants his job back. Board of Regents panel had a quick meeting on the matter on Friday. Full board will meet later this week on Thursday. Now, the agenda hasn't come out yet. It should come out today. But we would expect that a Gao decision will be part of the agenda. He's already hinted that he'll likely sue for wrongful termination if the board goes down.
Right. Well, at least they can throw him off the payroll while it plays out in court.
Thought this was interesting. This coming from one of the lawyers, the UW system attorney on the matter, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he says, "Enough is enough. Dr. Joe needs to go." All right. On Tuesday. Oh, here we go. Tuesday's the day. We'll finally know, unlikely, but maybe we'll finally know what's going to happen to the people's flag of your city of Milwaukee.
When I get older, I will.
Yes, the full common council will take up the flag tomorrow. Remember, there are other flags to be considered, like one with City Hall on it that Bob Bauman put out there last week.
He actually created a file, so they have to... They have to address it. They don't have to take it up, but they have to at least consider it.
All right, moving on. This weekend, Doors Open Milwaukee starts up. I love this event. An annual celebration that lets people tour unique architecture, the history, the neighborhoods in Milwaukee. Lots of cool old buildings that you never get to see, you know, the insides of. So 150-plus locations to be toured Saturday and Sunday.
Have you gone in any of those? What do you...
I saw City Hall one time, did a little bit more of the City Hall stuff.
Highlights for me include going to the top of the U.S. Bank building and then Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District.
Ooh.
Take you all around, show you all the stuff.
Okay.
This is where the Milorganite is born.
You just wanted to see the Milorganite. Thursday, Batman enters the Walk of Fame. Not sure how that works, but... Fictional superhero.
Like Adam West?
No, just Batman.
Just
the moving character? On. Yes. The Packers play the Vikings
that opens a Pandora's
on
box.
I know, I don't
party.
Like it. I
no
don't
time
like
to debate it.
Packers play the Vikings next week. It's a huge game. The Vikings are undefeated. The Brewers play the Pirates this week. Then they finish the regular season at home against the Mets. And they may play the Mets in the first round of the playoffs. So this might be a little unique and odd this weekend at AmFam Field.
Does New York just pack extra stuff? Like, guys, we'll just stay?
That really could happen. I mean, we could learn more by that point, too. So we'll have to see. Moving on at the movies. Well, first off, Inside Out 2, the highest grossing animated film of all time, will begin streaming on Disney Plus this week. Then in the theaters...
Don't let them out. Destroy them forever.
Whoa. Megalopolis. Francis Ford Coppola's. He describes it as a Roman epic set in modern America. It's supposed to be this huge epic piece. Opens this weekend. Adam Driver leads the cast of many, many well-known actors. Megalopolis.
The only one that's available to us.
And that is your week ahead.
What's the plot in this one? Like, I don't understand what's happening.
I'm afraid that after you see it, you're not going to understand what's happening.
And it's going to be three and a half hours long.
That's my problem. That's my worry. But I would give it a shot, just given that it's Francis Ford Coppola.
Why don't you just tell me what the plot is going to be? Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone.